case number 10903, Janet and Bill Stenner, south of Route 54, east of Grant Avenue, being Lot 5, Block 6, within Cape Windsor Development. A variance from the side and rear yard setback requirement.
Names and addresses, please.
I'm sorry.
Names and addresses.
Janet and Bill Stenner. Do you want our current address or do you want to?
Give your mailing address.
921 Rock Marsh Avenue, Newark, Delaware.
And do the two of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Jim.
Can you explain to the board your request for your variance?
Yes, we have a property at Cape Windsor.
Okay.
Am I speaking loud enough?
Yep.
I'm sort of hoarse tonight.
Okay.
And we had the property surveyed. Well, previous to this, we have spoken with the Cape Windsor Community Association, the president, vice president, and the secretary.
Mm-hmm.
They all cautioned us many times to make sure our setbacks are adhered to by their covenants of the community, Cape Windsor community, which state that we are to be no closer than 15 feet from the lagoon,
mm-hmm.
no closer than 5 feet from either side of the property, and I believe it's 10 feet from the street. We had the property surveyed by Lewis and Miller.
Okay.
And their plat shows that the setbacks have been changed, or the county setbacks are 20 feet from the lagoon, 10 feet from either side,
mm-hmm.
which does not afford us adequate room to park our vehicles there. And that's the type of setback we would like. We would like to adhere to the Cape Windsor community setbacks, if that is at all possible. I don't know where the difference came in or what happened here. But when we put the house on the property, we will not have enough off-street. We won't have any off-street parking. We'll only have 10 feet on either side before we encroach on the neighbors, and we'll be sitting out into the street somewhat. So if we could move the house back to the Cape Windsor setbacks, which is 15 feet from the lagoon and 5 feet from either side, that would give us some room on the side and also in the back to park the vehicles. And that's all we request.
Okay.
And this is in keeping also with the community, the way they have handled the business for all their new develops, or the tear downs and the new houses. They're all pretty much on that 5 foot setback, 15 feet from the lagoon. And at this time, we don't intend to put anything any nearer to the lagoon than 15 feet.
15 feet. Okay.
And I do have a copy of their covenants, if that would be a help. No, I'm not sure.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Just, would you like to address the standards for granting variance?
I'm sorry.
Would you address the standards we've been talking about?
Well, I don't have a copy in front of me. And
no?
Okay. The house we intend to build fits entirely within the property. There's nothing unique about the building. It's a one-story dwelling and fits well within the property, but the way the county setbacks as described by the surveying, it puts us too close to the street for off-street parking. And if we can't have that, I'll have difficulty building the house.
Well, that's what we need to address, is the county setbacks. So What makes your property unique?
Nothing except that it sits, the The dwelling we're anticipating sits right in the middle of the property, essentially, and it needs to be moved to one side 5 feet and forward 5 feet. That's the only unique part about it, is if I can't do this, then we're in trouble.
So did you have a building there before, and you took it out?
There was a dilapidated trailer there, yes, and we removed that.
And you're going to a bigger size trailer now than what it was there?
We're going to a regular stick-built.
Stick-built home, but you're going bigger than what that was, a lot bigger.
Well, it's the same length, it's wider. It was a 12-foot trailer on there before, now we're going to a 26-foot dwelling.
That's where you lost your parking at when you went wider.
I'm sorry?
That's where you lost all your parking at when you went wider with your stick-built.
And it was also moved forward to the lagoon. You could park behind the building also, the old building. You could park behind that.
What's the front setback? 10?
No, 5.
5.
Just a 5-foot front?
10 sides, 20 rear.
Well, I mean, you've got 17 feet on your drawing between the street and the front of the house. If you pulled that up 5, you would need the 5-foot variance, right?
Parking.
Am I not?
Parking.
Reading that right?
A place to park.
Are you associated with them?
Yes, sir, I'm the builder.
Okay, come on up then. Have your name and address.
Donald Esch, 10117 Shingle Landing Road, Bishopville, Maryland, 21813.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give with the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
The unit that was on the property previously was right on that 5-foot setback. And the reason that he's looking to the special circumstances that would make this property unique is that to keep the house in line with the other homes that have been built in the community, we're just trying to do the same thing that everybody else did, allow for some parking with a similar sized home, to shift the over to the property line to where it was, where the other unit was that was existing on the property.
Okay. How big is the house, square footage wise?
It's 1,484 square feet.
Just single story?
Yes, sir. It's a ranch.
Ranch home, okay.
And this is going to be a stick-built home?
It's a modular home.
Modular home.
Yes, sir.
Is there a smaller modular that would fit in that footprint?
Yeah, there's definitely the ability to... See, the problem is the width of the home. I mean, the length of the home,
mm-hmm.
You know, accommodations could be made that way.
Mm-hmm.
But the width of the home, there's not a whole lot we can do to make it smaller, to make it narrower. Obviously, the home that they're looking to put on there is a little bit longer than what will fit. The problem isn't even so much that we can't fit the home on the lot. It's just that we can put the home in the lot. The special circumstances that we're running into is that if we put that home in the lot, there's no off-street parking. It pushes it so tight up against the street, up against the street property line, is that there's no good way to put a, you know, to park a vehicle that's got any length to it outside of driving Mini Coopers.
You've got 50 feet. You can't parallel park those in there?
Could you? You could probably get 2 cars there on the street side.
Were you looking at parking on the front or the... south side?
To the right, that would be the south side, yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, so putting it up to the front doesn't your ability to park on the south side, would it?
Well, that would only...
Well, the dock, I'm not sure which survey. Do you guys have a copy of the survey, the proposed survey?
Yeah.
The dock side?
Toward lot 6.
Correct, yeah. It would allow the parking on the south side.
You're going to be parking on that side,
yes,
correct?
Sir. Yeah.
So, but moving the dwelling up to avoid the rear setback or the rear variance isn't going to impinge on your parking on the south side.
I can only put one car there.
Yeah, it really just allows for one car on the right-hand side, though. The roads are very tight in there, so to try to maneuver in there next to that, I understand what you're saying. You're looking at the 17-foot wide area.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, we could squeeze a couple cars in there, but trying to get ample parking and tight roads, roadways. It's about a lane plus 3 feet wide the road is. And you guys are familiar with Cape Windsor. I know you are. I'm not telling you something you don't already know. Were there any of the other points that we didn't cover in the discussion? And again, I don't have the application sitting in front of me.
I think you've addressed the uniqueness and the essential character of the neighborhood, but there's three other standards. Minimum variance, that this is a minimum to afford relief and represents the least modification to the regulation in issue. That not created by the applicant, the unnecessary hardship or exceptional practical difficulty cannot have been created by the applicant and cannot otherwise be developed. That there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance, and that the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And those are three that I maybe that last one, necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, but then there's the other two.
What was that, the third one again? What's that?
Here you go.
There was a copy up on the podium.
There is underneath it.
There was
should
one.
Be.
Should be.
Underneath there.
This is all.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. The question was the variance is a minimum that will afford relief. That was the question that you were bringing up.
Mm-hmm. not created by the applicant or cannot otherwise be developed.
Which one was that one?
Well, so far the testimony I think we've heard would you've argued the uniqueness and the won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
The other three need to be addressed.
Okay. Well, there are nine of them listed here. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of them. No possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County zoning ordinance. That was a question of the size. We talked about that.
Okay.
And trying to shift it over. I mean, the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Again, we're just talking about the actual building envelope being reasonable to be able to put the house on the lot, in keeping with all the other homes that are on the street, and in keeping with the unit that was on the property previously. Unnecessary hardship or exceptional practical difficulty has been created by you. Obviously, you know, the Stenners are not the youngest of folks, and it does create an ease of being able to and mobility to get to the house if they're able to park on the side of the house also. Not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. This is definitely in keeping with the other homes that are in there, as well as what was on there on the property originally. The side setback and the rear setback, it was actually closer than the 15 feet originally to the dock side when we removed the unit. Variance will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property. It has no impact in any way on the other properties that are surrounding it. Variance will not be detrimental to public welfare. And we're just putting a home back where there was a home previously. Requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief. You know, debatable upon the size of the property. This is the home that they were looking for, and it's definitely in line, if not much smaller than most of the homes that are in that neighborhood. And it's, you know, the length of it is actually shorter than the home that was on the property previously by 7 feet. So we're just trying to go a little bit wider and keep it over on that same setback, so we'll have the ability for them to park on the right side there. And then the request of variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation in use. We're not trying to blow this thing up and put a three-story dwelling on this unit, on this lot. Ambulatory reasons, we want to keep all the living space on the first floor that's the need for the square footage. So I hope we've addressed the questions that are on the paper.
Okay.
No questions.
No further questions? Any further questions? Hearing no further questions, or excuse me, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Two.
Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,903 under advisement.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills, a second by Mr. Workman, that we take case number 10,903 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Yes, indeed.